The 45% toll increase on trucks, first proposed by the Thruway Authority last spring, has languished for months as the board has scheduled, then abruptly canceled several meetings. Opponents, including the trucking industry, have condemned the idea, saying it detracts from the state's recent efforts to be more business-friendly. At a cabinet meeting called by Governor Cuomo in recent days, Thruway Authority Executive Director Tom Madison says it hasn't been decided yet whether the board will continue to push its proposal at a meeting scheduled for December 17. Madison says he knows the toll hike idea is widely unpopular.
We've heard at the toll hearings around the state loud and clear from our customers, from the business community, from the legislature. And so we're exploring every possible alternative to the commercial adjustment that has been widely publicized and that's been on the table.
Madison spoke following a presentation on proposals for a new Tappan Zee Bridge. Cuomo has neither supported nor condemned the toll hike proposal, saying he understands that the authority, which has been poorly managed in the past, might need new revenue to avoid a bond rating downgrade. The Thruway Authority holds billions of dollars in road construction bonds. But the governor has said he'd like to see toll hikes implemented only as a last resort.
I don't think there's any mystery. It's a tough situation for the Thruway. Their position is that they need additional revenues. They're under pressure from the bond underwriters.
Cuomo says there have been enough toll hikes lately. The authority has raised the fares several times in the past decade.
It sends the wrong signal, so I have told them, go back and come up with other options and find other ways. And that is the last resort. And I don't think you go to the last resort until you have proven that there is no other viable option. And I don't believe they've gone through that process yet.
Assembly Republican leader Brian Kolb has proposed that the Thruway Authority merge with the state's transportation department to save money. Kolb says the authority has been secretive and mismanaged. He says he'd rather see an independent audit conducted of the authority's books to find out whether a toll hike is really justified.
You've got an agency that won't answer the bell in terms of questions about how its finances are run, why is so much money needed. There's so many questions, and they're not answering the public.
Madison, with the Thruway Authority, says since he was appointed to his post by Governor Cuomo over a year ago, he has been trying to cut costs.
We have taken a hard look and continue to do so internally as an organization. We've cut our capital construction program by $300 million. We've cut about $25 million in operating expenses in 2012 alone, and we're on a trajectory to cut an additional $100 million over the next several years.
The Thruway Authority meeting on December 17th to approve proposals for the new Tappan Zee Bridge will be its first gathering since early August. A spokesman could not say whether the toll hike proposal in its present or an altered form will also be voted upon then. Spokesman Dan Weiler says even though Thruway Executive Director Madison said all options are on the table, he did not mean a toll hike for passenger cars. He says that option has been ruled out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.